If you bought a soda in Philadelphia recently, you probably paid more for it than you would have a week ago, thanks to the city's new tax on sweetened drinks that went into effect January 1st. WHYY's Katie Culinary looks at why, so far, consumers are bearing the full brunt of the tax.
Philadelphia's 1.5 cents per ounce tax on soda, iced teas, and other sugary drinks is levied on beverage distributors, the companies that sell drinks to retailers like restaurants, corner stores, and supermarkets. That includes major corporations like Coca-Cola, Sunny Delight, and Cisco, and independent business owners like Andy Pincus. Pincus runs Carbonator Rental Services, the company his dad started in 1955. He shows me around his warehouse in Southwest Philly. The air in here smells sweet. That's because Pincus sells the syrup that gets mixed with fizzy water in soda fountains.
Here's a 5 gallon.
A 5 gallon box of our private label cola, which we manufacture to taste as close to the national brands as possible.
Just one of these big boxes of syrup makes about 220 ounce cups of soda. Depending on whether it's his own label or a national brand like Coke, Pincus charges anywhere from $60 to $90 a box. But now, every time he sells one to a customer in Philadelphia, Pincus owes the city $57.60 in taxes.
We're not talking about a couple of bucks on a $60 item. We're talking about $57.60 on a $60 item. It's too big not to pass on.
He explains it this way. For every box of syrup Pincus sells, he says he makes between $3 and $18. Out of that, he has to pay his delivery truck drivers, buy gas for the truck, and other costs of doing business. So Pincus says he can't afford to absorb the tax himself. But some of his customers were not happy when they got their new bills last week.
They started yelling at my drivers as if they have something to do with it. With customers telling them, this isn't right. You know, as if we're making a mistake.
Others are simply passing the full cost of the tax along to their customers. Alan Janone runs a catering business and restaurant in Northeast Philly. Every month, he buys 8 of those big syrup boxes for his soda fountain. Now, those boxes will cost him more than $400 every month. Starting on Saturday, the price of a glass of soda at Janone's restaurant went up 30 cents to $2.95.
Because a 20-ounce glass, 20-ounce cost me 30 cents extra. I'm only charging what they're charging me.
Just a week into the new tax, many retailers throughout Philadelphia are doing the same thing. But that may not always be the case. In Berkeley, California, the only other city in America with a sweetened drinks tax, a study found consumers pay between 30 and 70% of the penny per ounce tax there, depending on the beverage.
I think after a while, things will shake out.
Stephen Balsam is a tax expert at Temple University. He thinks eventually distributors and retailers in Philadelphia will start to absorb some of the tax and lower their prices. He says it's economics 101. When stuff costs more, people buy less.
And when sales go down, the retailers, the wholesalers, they get more competitive. They don't like to lose the business. So they will absorb some of that.
To be clear, Philadelphia's new law doesn't require distributors to pass on the tax. But right now, distributors like Pincus insist they have no choice.
If any one of the distributors, and this is a very competitive industry, if any one of the distributors thought for one moment they can gain a competitive advantage by not passing the tax on, they do it. And that hasn't happened.
And he doesn't think it will anytime soon. In the meantime, the soda industry is fighting to overturn the tax in court. Katie Culinary, WHYY News.